just had enough.
I want to speak to the woman.
Well, usually in my meeting.
And Mr. Bishop, for what I want?
The manager did the speaking.
Los managers, al comercio, al habla.
Come straight from the room.
Yo solo salgo de mi cuarto.
Right into the prayer line.
A la línea de oración.
Want to speak this way.
Cuando yo hablo así.
It's under a different anointing.
Es bajo una unción diferente.
The same spirit.
El mismo espíritu.
But you see, when you're preaching,
pero cuando usted está predicando,
you are receiving in.
Usted está recibiendo.
By the Holy Spirit.
Con el Espíritu Santo.
But when you're this,
cuando está en este ministerio,
getting out,
usted está dando.
Takes your life from you.
Y está dando uno la fuerza y hasta la vida.
If it took one vision,
y una visión,
made Jesus weak,
hizo Jesús débil,
what would it do to me?
¿Qué hará conmigo?
A sinner saved by grace.
Que solo soy un pecador salvado con la gracia de Cristo.
A lady,
esta señora,
is seeking yearning,
si usted me puede oír.
Do you believe me to be his prophet or his son?
¿Usted cree que yo soy el siervo de Dios?
If God knows your heart, which he does,
si Dios conoce tu corazón como lo conoce,
and you're aware,
y usted se da cuenta,
that something's going on,
que algo está pasando,
between me and the woman,
entre usted y la persona,
is the light.
Hay una luz.
To me,
para mí,
it's the same Holy Ghost.
Es el mismo Espíritu Santo.
That led the children of Israel.
Que trajo a los hijos de Israel.
In the wilderness.
En el desierto.
It's the same one.
Es el mismo.
That after he's resurrected.
Que después de su resurrección.
It's such a life.
Dio la vida.
Stuck Paul down.
Y cayó.
On his road to the mat.
A San Pablo, en el camino de Damasco.
It's the same Jesus.
A la tierra, ese mismo Jesús.
That stood by the woman.
Que estuvo aquella mujer.
At the well.
Al pozo de Samaria.
If he will tell me.
Y ese mismo Jesús me dice a mí.
What's in your heart?
¿Qué es lo que hay en tu corazón?
What's your ears for?
¿Y para qué sabes?
Something that you know.
Bueno, usted sabe.
That I know nothing about.
De lo cual yo nada sé.
Will you believe?
Promete usted que veré en Jesús.
The Son of God.
Promete.
Something's got to happen.
Algo tiene que suceder ahora.
The woman,
la mujer,
is suffering,
está sufriendo,
with a nervousness,
con una nerviosidad.
That's right.
Es verdad.
She's got also diabetes.
También tiene diabetes.
At the death of the Lord.
¿Qué dice el Señor?
Now the audience might know.
Para que la audiencia sepa.
Wave your hand if that's true.
Levante la mano, no más si es verdad.
Do you believe?
¿Usted lo cree?
That the God,
que el Dios,
that knows,
que conoce,
that Simon's name,
que el,
we know your name,
que conoce a su nombre, por tu nombre, que lo conoce usted,
can tell me who you are,
el resto mismo Dios tiene cuál es el nombre suyo.
Would you believe that?
¿Lo cree usted?
Then Mary,
María,
you go home.
Por favor.
Are you in the audience?
Ustedes allá en la audiencia.
I believe.
Todos crean.
How do you know him?
La unción.
It's on the audience.
Está aquí también. Se regó. Aleluya. Aleluya.
The man standing right here.
Aquí hay un hombre de pie.
Is that back trouble?
Tiene el problema en su espalda.
All right.
Bien.
Do you believe?
¿Usted cree?
If you believe it,
¿usted cree?
You can have it.
¿Que está en pleno su pueblo?
No, fella.
El chiquito.
Raise your hand.
Madre, vamos a ver.
You were praying.
¿Qué está estamos hablando por esto? Amén.
You were saying God.
¿Usted está diciendo yo?
Let him call me.
¿Quién me llame?
You're short in stature.
Usted es pequeño de estatura.
Like Zacchaeus was.
Como era Zacchaeo.
But he knew you were there.
Pero Jesucristo lo estaba mirando allí.
You're a hero.
¿Qué está saliendo ahora? Pero por favor, te espalda. Alabio Dios.
Just behind him.
Detrás de él.
The glory of God's come down.
La gloria de Dios bajó allí.
Stand there with a tuberculosis.
Allí está uno con tuberculosis.
If you believe.
Si cree.
You may be well.
Usted va a ser sanado.
Jesus Christ makes you well.
Jesucristo va a sanar. Gloria a Dios. Mueva la mano.
I want to ask.
Aleluya. Quiero preguntar.
I want to ask this audience.
Quiero preguntarle a la audiencia.
What did they touch?
¿Qué tocaron ellos para que yo los viera?
They touched the high priest.
A quien tocaron fue a Cristo por la fe.
He's the same today.
Quiere ser bien para llevar todos los siglos.
Amén.
Amén.
This lady.
Esta señora.
I do not know her.
Yo no la conozco.
But God does know her.
Pero Dios la conoce.
If that's right.
Si es así.
Raise your hand.
Levanta la mano.
If God will reveal to me,
si Dios me revelara a mí,
the secret of your heart,
los secretos del corazón suyo,
what you're wanting,
¿por qué es lo que usted desea?
Something that you know that I know nothing of,
o algo que usted sabe de lo cual yo nada sé.
Will you believe?
Promete usted creer
the Son of God,
en este Hijo de Dios.
The lady,
la señora,
is suffering.
Está sufriendo.
With a nervous condition.
Con una condición nerviosa.
The why affects her.
Que le afecta.
Is she can't sleep.
No puede dormir.
That's right.
¿Es así? Toma la mano.
Leopard.
No quiere hacer descanso.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Levanta anoche.
Do you think I get that? I stop thinking that.
¿Estás pensando que yo le dije eso?
What?
Alguien tiene que cuidarlo.
Here.
Aquí.
The woman.
La mujer.
Has someone else on her heart.
Tiene a alguien más en su corazón.
That she's praying for.
Porque ella está orando.
If God will reveal that to me.
Si Dios me revela a mí eso.
Will you believe me to be his prophet?
¿Usted cree además que yo soy profeta de él?
It's your brother.
Tu hermano.
Your brother?
Tu hermano.
You think he can tell me what his trouble is?
¿Podrá el Señor decirme a mi padre qué es lo que está sucediendo con tu hermano? ¿Te crees?
Diabetes.
Diabetes.
Right. Bien. He is not here.
Él no está aquí.
He lives in another island.
Vive en otra isla.
Dominion of the Republic.
La República Dominicana. Aleluya.
Silencio,
por favor, todos.
Silencio. Y oremos, hermanos. Cristo está aquí. The lady.
La señora.
Right down here.
Aquí se estaba.
Hey.
Ponerlo.
Got asthmatic condition.
Está padeciendo de asma.
If you leave.
Si usted cree.
I'll tell you the lady I'm talking to.
Yo voy a decir quién es la que está hablando.
She's a Catholic.
Es católica.
She offers her prayers by beads.
Ella ofrece oraciones.
Stand to your feet.
Pon a hacer oraciones.
Jesus. 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 Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Take scriptures.
Cerca de ella, allí.
That
still
hanging there.
Contado
el espíritu está allí todavía. It's a woman.
Hay una señora.
She has arthritis.
It's
a. Her name is Maria.
Su nombre es María.
Read. The and you shall be healed.
Y será sanada.
Amen.
Amen.
The lady here.
La señora aquí.
A stranger to me.
Es una desconocida.
That is fine.
La señora.
Levanta
la mano.
I do not know you.
Bájela. No la conoce.
If God will reveal to me,
si Dios me revelara a mi señora.
What's your trouble? Yes, tú has de ser tu
sea el juez.
I know none of you.
Yo no los conozco. Now, in the heaven, tengamos reverencia a todos. Live on God, todos creyendo en el Señor.
Don't move.
Nadie se mueva.
Just be reverent for you.
Por favor, por la salud de todos. Reverencia.
And pray.
Y oremos.
I'll be ready for my I'm sure you understand.
Yo sé que todos ustedes han entendido.
Listen, I'm in.
En la posición en la cual yo me encuentro.
But I believe God.
Pero yo creo en Dios.
He sent me to do this.
Él me ha enviado a este trabajo y ministerio.
As you might know.
Para que ustedes entonces sepan.
That the Christian religion.
Que la religión cristiana.
Is the only true religion.
Es la única verdadera religión.
I see a lady.
Ve una señora.
If you wish to raise your head.
Puede levantar ella la cabeza.
Waiting, I don't
know. Aquí en la esquina está hablando.
With a little girl.
Con una niña.
If you believe.
Si usted cree.
That a little girl be healed.
Que esa muchachita va a ser sanada.
The little girl has the trouble with her speech.
La muchachita tiene.
La dicha es
importante en el habla.
Levanta la cabeza.
Speech. En el hablar tiene dificultad.
That's
right. Eso mismo.
Also.
También.
She's been to a doctor.
Hasta luego de la
and the doctor says she's going to operate.
El doctor ha dicho que tiene que operarla.
On the console.
En la consola.
And you've got to hear.
Y usted ha traído.
Believing.
Creyendo.
That Jesus will heal.
Aleluya. Que Cristo va a sanar.
Let's be my soul.
Para que usted y usted sepa.
I'll be God's servant.
Que yo soy el siervo de Dios.
That's the grandmother of the baby.
Esta es la abuela de la mamá.
Pray next to you.
Ahí al lado suyo.
The mother, out of the end.
Acá en la oración al principio. That is true.
As a man without a family.
Then you might know.
It goes on and
on. But I'll be God's servant.
It goes on and on.
The grandmother.
La maravilla.
It's raining.
It's all over.
For a stomach trouble.
For a stomach. For a
tranquilo stomach.
That's right.
Now see. Do you believe?
Cuantos te sé crees in all your heart?
Con todo tu corazón.
What I said is the truth.
Yo lo digo de verdad.
I'm a stranger to you.
Yo no sé lo conocido.
Do you think you're saying it's okay?
All right.
Amen.
Do you think you're home?
Puede su salida a su casa.
No doubt.
No doubt.
And you'll be all right.
He said, I'm good.
His wife is next to him.
She
has female trouble.
And you can see the original her.
If you believe with all your heart,
si ambos creen con todo el corazón,
you do,
cree,
then you can be healed.
Vamos a ver, quiero que se haya ganado.
Raise up your hand now,
levanta su mano.
All right,
pues tengo que ver.
A ver,
si ven,
ok,
están los dos
y un día.
Amén,
Jesús Cristo,
si la vida.
Stay right back here.
Aquí detrás.
Looking this way.
Mirando cerca.
A man.
Un hombre.
Suffering the stomach trouble.
Se tiene un enfermo de estómago.
If you believe, sir.
Si usted cree, señor.
Second person, second you.
And it's a segunda persona.
You may be healed.
Es una enfermedad.
Jesus Christ make you well.
Jesucristo se sanará.
All right.
You mean?
Crea. That time you
look,
watch me.
Wait a minute.
No pierda la contacto.
Someone's praying.
Allá llorando.
It's a man.
Un hombre.
He's got,
a trouble of words.
Tiene problemas en sus
nervios. He can't sleep.
No puede dormir.
He gets up.
Levanta.
That's him. You sleep tonight.
Esta noche se va a dormir.
Se va a dormir.
Jesucristo va a hacerlo.
Will you do me a favor?
Hágame un favor.
Dile God to heal you.
Ahora que Dios lo ha sanado.
The lady is standing next to you.
La señora que está la
viendo. The woman is over.
La lady del Dios está la oreja.
Stand up, lady.
¿Dónde está usted?
You suffer.
¿Usted sufre?
With the oppression.
Well, I'm assuming.
What do you mean oppression?
El amante cristal.
That's right.
Sí.
Mister.
Put your hands on each other.
Póngase la mano en el otro ahora mismo.
Póngase la mano en una.
Una al otro.
Y usted a ella.
Así.
Por la cabeza.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Usted a él.
En el nombre de Cristo.
I can give my spirit.
No con vos. No con vos. Porque se dice. There's a woman.
Ahí está la mujer.
Just behind her.
Detrás de ella.
Praying.
Orando.
Where she's got a boy sitting by her.
Porque tiene un
hijo. Son.
Un hijo.
That's
atado.
That's also about mental trouble.
Que también tiene
este enfermo de mente.
And the mother is praying for the son.
Y la madre está orando.
La madre está orando por el hijo.
Que se ponga de pie.
Come up.
Para ser
rey. Que se ponga de pie.
Para la madre ser hijo.
In the name of Jesus Christ, pray for you.
With back trouble,
con la espalda,
complications,
complicaciones.
She's in bad shape.
Está en muy malas condiciones, físicamente.
I don't think she gets me.
Her name.
Su nombre,
para que sepa que estoy hablando, su nombre es
Wanda.
Ortiz.
Cortez.
Ortiz.
Ortiz.
Come.
What do you think? Jesus Christ makes you well. A lady.
Una señora.
What are you doing back here?
Aquí al final.
Ask me.
Con asma.
Snopica.
Send me a
meeting.
Come and stay there.
That's good faith.
Esa es la pregunta.
La tierra.
But there's one thing you need worse.
Pero hay algo que usted necesita más.
That's Jesus Christ.
Es Jesucristo como su Salvador.
We need something as your Savior.
Acepta a Cristo también como su Salvador.
That's your faith, sinner.
Entonces, eso es muy bueno.
Just have faith. Don't doubt. If God will reveal to me your troubles, whatever it is, I don't know. If you raise your hand, you don't know me, and I don't know you. Then if God will reveal to you, would you believe it was the same angel that brought the message just before the destruction back there? It would be the same angel that was bringing it right now before another destruction? Would you believe that? If you would, raise up your hand. All right. All right. May the Lord grant him. He's sitting close to me. There's another one sitting close to me. It's Mrs. Snyder here. This Miss Murphy here, what her name is, sitting right here. I know them. I don't know this man. He's a stranger to me. But God knows him. If God will reveal it now, how many of you know that it's... Now, you don't look at me. I'm a Kentucky hillbilly as far as that's concerned. I don't even have enough education hardly to write my own name. But there's one thing I do know. I know him. And that's all I care to know. I don't pay attention to my grammar. You might think that my sermon this morning is all out of line and everything. You line up with the Bible one time, see if you ain't right on the zero target. See if your scope ain't in when you put it on there. Don't line it with your own thoughts, but line it with what he said. Straight is the gate. Narrow is the way, and few there'll be that'll find it. Because broad is the way that leads to destruction, and wide is the gate, and many will go in there at. Millions times millions will go in there. One out of a million will probably be the way it comes. There you are. That's what he said. Now, he never gave that number, but he said, as it was in the days of Noah, eight souls. As it was in the days of Sodom, three. Out of the whole thing, three was saved by fire. So will it be. Now, if anybody is real spiritual, I want you to look at this man sitting here. He's watching me just as constant as he can. Raised up his hand. I don't know him, never seen him, I don't know nothing about him. He's just sitting there looking at me. But see, he's making a contact, he's praying. Now, that's right. Now, if the Lord will tell me, that man sitting that far from me, and this is our first meeting, and there he sits there, if the Lord will reveal to me what he's, I couldn't heal him. I couldn't do that. Because God's already done that. But it would increase your faith. Everybody sees now. It's right here. Just the same spirit. And remember, Jesus promised this before the end time. It's always been the last sign. The other day, Leo and I were sitting on the street and some of us talking. And I keep feeling there's a change coming. A change coming. When we spoke of it, it won't be a change in my ministry. Because it can't be no more. But it'll be a change in me. I've always been a weakling and just let people lead me and guide me and send this way and that way. If I'd have done something the Lord told me to do a long time ago, I wouldn't be in the trouble I'm in today. I'm going out this next week to be alone with God. Yes, sir. I must hear from heaven. I don't want to be a weakling. I want to stand on my own convictions. The man keeps coming right back to him. He's sitting right back because that man is believing. He's actually believing. I watch the audience everywhere and it falls right straight back to the man. He has need, he's burdened. But he's burdened for somebody else. That's right. You're praying for somebody else. You got somebody else on your heart. That's right, isn't it? It's a friend. If I tell you what's the matter with that friend and you believe me to be God's servant, the alcoholic. That's right. That's right, raise up your hand. You believe? Somebody over here, raise up your hand, a woman back in here, someone. Yeah. You don't know me? I'm a stranger to you all? I don't know you, but God knows you. You believe that? If God will reveal to me what's on your heart, will you believe me to be His servant? Little lady, what's your trouble about that baby there? Right. And that baby has eczema on his face. The doctor can do nothing about it. You're a stranger here, you and your loved one sitting there. You believe God can tell me who you are, where you come from? You believe it? Would you accept the healing of the baby if it would? All right, you can go back to Somerset, Kentucky, where you come from, and make it one of your eczema is a baby. If you can believe it. When I mention that word, somebody standing back there in the hall from Somerset, Kentucky, praying with a heart trouble. You believe that God would make him well? If you believe it with all your heart, you believe that God would heal and make well. Here's. I believe someone's hand come up right along in here. Right along, a lady. Yeah, I've seen your hand. Am I a stranger to you, lady? I don't know you. We've never met. You believe me to be His servant? You do? You got a burden on your heart or something? You believe if God can reveal it to me, you believe it's the same spirit that is in Christ? Your husband sitting there, he believe the same thing too? Would you believe the same thing? It's about your little girl sitting next to you there. That's right. She has cancer, but do you believe that God will heal her? If you do, raise up your hand. All right? Lay your hand over on the child. Lord Jesus, in the presence of your spirit, I condemn the devil as killing the child. I place by faith the blood of Jesus Christ between that killer and the child. Let it live. Amen. Amen. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. That thou canst believe, all things are possible. If you can believe, all things are possible correctly. Somebody else back in there raised up their hand somewhere. You, a lady on the end. You believe me to be God's servant? I don't know you. You don't know me. You believe that God can reveal to me what's your trouble? Would you accept Jesus to be your healer or provider, whatever it is? You believe it then? All right. Then that nervous break that you've had, That's what you had. If that's right, stand up on your feet. If that's right, just so the people will see that it's the truth. All right? It'll leave you now. You can go home and be well. God bless you. You're from Kentucky, too. That's right. Lady sitting next to you is from Kentucky also. She is also. I don't know you, do I? But I can tell you got something wrong with you. If I can tell you what's wrong with you, except Christ as your healer, it's in your hip. If that's right, raise up your hand. Way up high so the people can see. All right, go home now. It'll leave you. Your faith makes you well. I challenge you to believe. I challenge your faith to believe. Here sits the lady here praying. Got her handkerchief up to her face. I don't know you. God knows you. You're from Joliet, Illinois. You got a tumor. That's exactly right. You might wonder, yes, that's a woman Rosella brought. That's right. Wait, she told me about that, but she never knew. I never knew the woman. That's right. This happens to be the woman's faith was great. I'll tell you one thing you know that I don't know. You're praying for this child sitting here on the end of the seat that's sick. That's your child. That's right. Amen. You know what I mean? There it is. It's the Holy Spirit. Do you believe it? Do you accept it? Then if that's right, what I said about straight is the gate and narrow is the way is right. Amen. Jesus Christ, God's Son, is right here now. The Spirit of the living God is right here. Do you believe it? Then let you know that I'm not nobody to heal. I'm not a healer. But the Spirit of God just chose me to manifest itself. I don't have no education. I have no knowledge of anything. But it's His Spirit that does it, you see? And He wants you to know that I've told you the truth. This is the truth, that Jesus Christ makes every one of you well right now. If you believe that. Now, this is, if it worked in Kingston, which the missionaries or whoever it is back there seen it work in Kingston, by the thousands being healed. Why won't it work here in this America where we have the way it is now? Why can't we believe it? Because we can't cross that little riffle yonder. Do you believe it? Raise up your hand. Now, those same hands lay on somebody next to you. Let me pray for him right here. Don't you have no more doubt in your heart. This will end it. Oh, my brother Neville. How I wish, how I pray, you might think I'm beside myself. I'm not. I know right where I am. If I could only get this little thing over to you, do you realize that Jesus Christ, God's Son, here in the midst of the people this morning, right now, present, right now, showing Himself? Well, you say, Brother Bam, you said that. How did I say it? I don't know you. There's another woman, TB. You're healed, sister. Bless you.
Amen.
I beg your pardon. You're praying for a woman with TB because it's a gray-headed woman. All right. Believe it. All right. He's here. It's His presence. Now, here's what He said. These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. How can He lie? See, it ain't on Him. It ain't on me. Now it's on you. Now you believe. I'm looking at a little woman sitting back there just now. She's got a lot of faith. Her and her husband just newly come to the Lord. She sat right in this meeting, had a rupture. The doctors go to operate on her just before, and her baby was fixing to be born. And the doctors go to operate afterwards. But the baby was born, and they can't find no hernia no more. It's all gone. See? Why, she just sat like, she never was up here at the platform like that. She just sat back there and believed. Is that right, Mrs. Green? I believe this back there. That's right. See your hand? Hey. The doctor can't even find the rupture. It's all gone. Why, she believed it. Just stepped out and said, it's right. Now, you do the same, and every affliction you've got will have to leave.
Hey,
God, who can send something into a human body to that phantom of that serpent bite that was in that man's foot poisoning to kill it? He can stop it and kill it right there. How much more can He kill the sicknesses in your body? Because that man was in distress and he had to have help. You've got to, too. If you don't have it, you die. Now keep your hands on one another. Don't you pray for yourself. You pray for the person next to you. That's Christian life. Learn this. Learn this, that as you do to others, you do to Christ. When you be good to somebody else, you're being good to Christ.
Hallelujah.
If you mistreat somebody else, you're mistreating Christ. Oh, my. Oh, if I could only get this to be go over, if I could just let the people see it, what I'm looking at, what I'm feeling, and what I know that's going on, see? How Christ is pushing after that message this morning to get right down into the hearts of the people and create something. Not an excitement, not an emotion. It comes with it. But to create an undying faith there that won't say, give an inch to the enemy. He'll hear my prayer. He'll hear yours. You pray for one another now while I pray for all of him. Lord, this great crucial moment, we realize that this is going to mean the difference between death and life to many. And I tremble in thy presence. For I know, Lord God, that I must pray with all my heart. I realize that even though that there may not be a sick person in our midst in another 5 minutes, that every person here will recognize that you're here. Here they stand this morning, Lord. Let them people raise up their hands who knew that I know them not and nothing about them. But your Spirit knows them. You know the secret of their heart. How much more do you know of their afflictions and their sufferings? Then, Lord, let it be today. Let it be even now that your Spirit will touch their sick bodies. Grant it, Lord, they're praying one for the other. And I pray, dear God, that the Holy Ghost will make it so real to them that they'll never disbelieve it again. And there is another sickness, Lord, which is far greater than the physical sickness. It is a spiritual sickness. May every heart be open. Lord, how can it be that you stood there by the side of Abraham and performed the same thing, told Sarah, which was behind you, the Scripture said. In the tent, she laughed and you told her, and Abraham recognized that that was Elohim, the great God. In a few minutes, you were disappeared out of his sight. And Lord, when Jesus stood and did the same thing, and said you called Abraham your father, and yet you say you know the Scriptures, said you do err on not knowing the Scriptures, neither the power of God, and they called him Beelzebub. But you promised that in the last days that you'd pour your Spirit again. The prophet said, in the evening time it shall be light. And here we are, when this illegitimate world is tumbling under sin like a drunk man stagger home at night. Soon she'll be blown into mist. There'll not even be volcanic dust hardly left of it. And we see the time ticking away. Oh, God, take every doubt away from us. Move us into that cycle just now. Come, Holy Spirit. Hold out your great wings. Brood over this little audience of people just now. Let yourself saturate into their hearts. Let them know that you're in divine presence. That it's you. I'm the Lord who heals all thy diseases. May your presence do something to their heart that'll cause them to go from here this morning believing with all that's in them. May every sick and afflicted person be healed. For as your servant I stand and condemn every devil, condemn the sickness, condemn Satan. You have lost and you're nothing but a bluff. And we call your hand on it this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. And as his servant preaching his word and telling the people the truth that they get right and line up with God's word. I condemn you, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. Depart from every one of these people who's come from far and near to be healed. You get from this audience and from this people, I adjure thee by the living God. And the Bible said the affectionate, fervent prayer of a righteous man shall avail much. And many righteous men had their hands laid on the sick this morning here. Oh, Satan, you would like to get them to think it was me. Then you take the glory from them. But it's their faith in God too. They believe God. And you'll have to move by their faith. So take your journey away from here. And go into outer darkness where you belong. I condemn you in the name of Jesus Christ. By the authority of God's Bible, my commission by an angel. Now go in the name of Jesus Christ and let them be free.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you believe?
Amen. Amen.
All your hearts that you're healed, raise your hands now and now accept Jesus Christ as my healer. All shadows is vanished from me. I now accept Him in the fullness of His power, in the blessedness of His presence. Amen. I accept Him. My faith. And now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I take every spirit in here under my control for the glory of God. Now, lady, I just want you to look at me just a moment. I want you to believe with all your heart. And I have no more idea what you're here for, who you are, than nothing. But God knows all about you. But if God will tell me what you're here for, then you'll believe that Jesus Christ, God's Son, is here to do and act the way He did when He was here on earth. Will the audience believe with one accord? Now here we are. The scene is set. We both got our hands up. We're strangers to one another. The Holy Spirit wrote the Bible, said these things that happened in this day, Jesus had raised from the dead, and these things would go on. His ministry would continue, and in this last day, it would be just exactly the way He promised it to be. Now, is it right? The lady, as she's nervous, of course she's rubbing her hands because she's feeling strange at this time. It's not because she's standing at me. I'm her brother. Wouldn't make her feel that way, but she's conscious that something's going on. And you see that picture there with that light over it, sister? That's what makes you feel that way. That's that angel of the Lord. It's right over you now. And you're here for me to pray for you, for a back trouble that you're suffering with. That's right. Raise up your hand. Now, do you believe? Make known the secret of the heart. Just like He said, you have five husbands. You say, now the newcomers, you might say, Brother Branham, guess that. Let's see if it guessed. I believe it said you had back trouble. Is that right?
Yes.
That was the truth.
Yes, sir.
And you've had an operation, too. And you've just come from the hospital. And that you might know that I'll be God's servant. Your husband's sitting back there.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And he's got trouble, too. If I can tell you what your husband's trouble is, will you believe?
Yes, sir.
He's got trouble with his side and with his back. Is that right? Raise up your hand. I'll tell you something else. I see a young man. Your son sitting right back there, too. And your son has some sort of spells.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes. That's right. Thank you,
Mrs. Stovall is your name. That's your name, Mrs. Stovall.
Yes.
Go home. Jesus Christ has answered your prayer. You can have what you ask for. Just believe, all you people, colored people, believe with all your heart now. Do you realize that Jesus Christ, God's Son, is raised from the dead? That's His Spirit that makes you feel that way. Now, here's a white woman. I don't know her. Don't have no idea who she is, what she is, or what you're here for. If that's right, raise up your hand. Now, do you believe if God can reveal her heart just like He did the woman at the well, like He did the colored woman? How many of you white people would believe if He did? Hear me and this woman both with her hands up. This is our first meeting. I'll say one thing. The lady's not from around here. You've come from the east, coming west when you come here. Right? You come from Ohio. And the city was Dayton. Right? And what you're here for is because you have weakness. And you have a nervous condition. Because you can't sleep. You take some kind of drug for that. They call you Dixie. That's right. Mason. That's right. Go back. You're going to sleep now. Since the night on. Jesus Christ makes you well. Go in the name of the Lord. If thou canst believe. Now, you out there in the audience, while the anointing of the Holy Spirit is here, you believe. You without the prayer cards.
Amen.
What about the old man who stood here a while ago that couldn't get the line? He had the wrong number. Where was he at? You, stand up on your feet. You believe Jesus Christ to be the Son of God? You believe me to be His prophet? All right, you got trouble with your lungs. That's right. It's left you now. Go home and be well. Have faith and believe. God is God. How do you do, sir? You believe the Lord Jesus Christ? Now, there was a man came to Jesus one time. And he went and got saved and went and told another friend about him. And this friend told him that he was a believer, and he was astonished at his hearing. And he said, when did you ever know me? He said, before Philip called you, when you were under the tree, I saw you. That was 30 miles around the mountain. On foot, it'd take him a day to come back to the prayer line. When he come in the prayer line. Do you believe that Jesus can tell me what your trouble is? Would you believe with all your heart? Will the audience believe with all their heart? It's not himself he's here for. For somebody else. That's a woman. And she's shattered with death. That's your sister. It's not exactly your... It's your half-sister. And she's not here. She's in a hospital in Tennessee. So are you from there. And you're... The woman's had an operation, but it didn't do any good. And you're standing in her stead. God grant your request. Go and may God heal that woman and make her well. Upon the basis of the faith of this man, Lord God, we condemn that devil that's taken the life of that woman. And may this person who's a relative to him live because he has come and stood in her stead. Jesus, you stood at Calvary in our stead.
Amen.
And you healed us, and we believe you. May it be so. Amen. Go believing now, brother. Take no thought for nothing else. How do you do? We are strangers to one another. This is our first time meeting. I just be just as reverent and listen close and pray. If we don't know one another, and we are strangers to each other, maybe our first time we've ever met. Is that right? If this is the first time we've ever met, raise up your hand. If God will reveal to me what your trouble is, then you'll believe me to be His servant? I'll tell you now. We've never met before, but you're a Kentuckian. That's right. You come from a place called Somerset, Kentucky. That's exactly right. I'm from Burksville, Kentucky. And you're suffering with a trouble that's... It's in the stomach bowels, the lower part.
Yes!
It's tumors. That's right. All right, Jewel. You got... God grant your healing to you. Do you believe on the Son of God, the resurrected Jesus, if thou canst believe? You might wonder why the lady is rejoicing. You would too if you had been in a dying condition.
Hallelujah.
I don't know you, but if I'm not mistaken, I believe you were baptized this morning. Because I see you've done something good. But to know you, I don't know you. You just walked into the pool and that was it. She was baptized. But do you believe Jesus can reveal to me your troubles? Does the audience believe that with all their heart? I see a woman up here between me and you. You're standing here for a woman. And the woman's much older than you. Why, it's your mother. She's not here. She's from Georgia. And she's real nervous. What it is a change of life, menopause. And you're standing for your mother. That is true. Well, She's going to get over it and be well.
Hallelujah.
You go believing now, it'll all be over. Tell her to have a good courage. God bless you, young man. Have faith. Believe with all your heart. If thou canst believe, pray. I suppose that you and I are strangers. God knows you and He knows me. But could God reveal to me your trouble? And if He would you believe Him? How many people in here would believe and say, God, I'll believe if you'll tell that man? Just a moment. Lady sitting right behind these girls here looking at me. She's suffering with varicose veins. And she's sitting there praying for somebody else. And her spirit has touched the high priest. And she's in contact with God. You're praying for a friend of yours that has mental trouble. And they're living in a city, a little city. It's Carden, Indiana. That's right. If you can believe, you can have what you ask for. Amen. You've had a heart attack. Close to the road. Let me tell you one of your troubles, though. Smoking cigarettes. Wait a minute. That spirit jumped then. You don't want to do that. That's what's causing your trouble. Here's this young man sitting right over here. He wants to get rid of cigarettes too. If he'll believe with all his heart, cigarette habit will leave. If thou canst believe, you believe it? If you believe it, act upon it, you can have your deliverance. So can you. You're not from here. You're from away from here, too. You go back to Owensboro now, praising the Lord. Have faith in God. I know you, but I don't know what's wrong with you. If the Lord will reveal to me what your trouble is, will you believe Him? Then your stomach trouble will get all right. Go home and raise your heart. Believe with all your heart. I don't believe I know you. Are we strangers to one another? Do you believe that what if I tell you the truth, you know it was the truth or not? All right, your heart trouble will leave you. Go home and be well. I don't know you, but God knows you. You believe if I tell you what your trouble was and what was that, you get well, and you're back. Go home now. It's going to leave you and you're going to be well. You think God could heal that tumor and make it well without operation? You do? Raise up your hands if you believe it. Go home and receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Believe. Strange, when I said that, you had the same thing? Tumor? You felt a funny feeling when I said that, because both spirits jumped the same time. Go. Jesus Christ make you well. Believe. If you're a young man, I have arthritis. If you believe Jesus will make you well, you do walk on out, believing you'll be made whole. How many believes with all your heart? What if I didn't say a word to you but told you God healed you when you come around the corner and you had that funny feeling? Would you believe me? Going home, you're well. Jesus Christ makes you well. You're a young woman but suffering with nervousness. You believe that God healed that nervousness and take it from you? You've been trying to find a place to start from. This is it right here. Go now, rejoicing, happy. It's over for you. Believe with all your heart. You have a nervous condition which has caused a stomach trouble. You were healed when you raised up back there, sir. That's the reason I was waiting for you to come to you. Hey, oh, don't you suffer. Be well. A lady's trouble. Nervous. Upset. That's right. It's going to leave you now. Go home and be well. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Just have faith. You have a female disorder. That's right. Causes a drainage. It's a stopped up ovary. Believe. Jesus Christ will make you well. Go home and believe with all your heart. Now you have a serious condition. It's in your heart. Blockage. You believe in Jesus Christ make you well? If you believe it, go in the name of the Lord and be well. Have faith in God. All right, brother. You believe that Jesus Christ makes you well, too? Just crawl down the lines, praising the Lord. How many out there now that believes on the Lord Jesus? He knows everything. Miss Nash, I know you, but I can't help that light holding over you. I know you. But you're praying for somebody else. It's a little kid, a little child. Doesn't live here, it lives down in Tennessee. Also, you're praying for your doctor friend that's got a heart trouble. And his wife has just had a slight stroke. That's right. Believe in you can be well. A little lady sitting on the end of the seat, there's a finger over her mouth. What do you think, little lady? You've had a nervous breakdown. You're scared of having another. That's right. If that's right, raise up your hand as you wipe your tears in your eyes. Don't fear, you won't have it. The lady sitting next to you there, you got asthma, bronchial troubles. Stop smoking, it'll leave you. Have faith in God. Believe with all your heart. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. There's a lady sitting right behind this lady here. I'm sure you're... The lady... Just a moment. Her name is Mrs. Evans. She's from Kentucky. Louisville. That's right. I don't know you. You know that's true. You got heart trouble. Got trouble with your ears. That's right. If that's right, raise up your hand. Go back to Louisville. Jesus Christ makes you well. Amen. I challenge your faith in the name of Jesus Christ to believe it. Anybody in here, believe with all your heart. Way back in the back, standing way back, you believe. You don't have to be no certain place. Right. Over on this side, believe. How many back there needs healing? Raise your hands and say, I believe, Lord.
Amen.
Have faith. Sitting right back in this direction here, I see a man is praying sincerely. And a vision stands there, is a preacher. He's standing by a pulpit. And he's preaching for an increase, praying for an increase in his ministry. I've never seen him before in my life. But that's what you're praying for, brother. You shall have it now. Believe on the Lord Jesus. There's a man sitting back behind him there. He's got something wrong with his arm, knots on his arm. He's also, if you'll believe it, sir, you can have your healing. Amen. Just out here at the end of this row here, second one in, a little lady with her head down, right back towards the back, sitting there praying, got gallbladder trouble. That's it, lady. You put up your hand, and I know you're the one that's praying. You received your healing just then. How about it? Do you believe Jesus raised from the dead?
Yeah.
Is he here now?
Yeah.
Do you believe him? Then if you believe me, if I've told you the Bible truth and God's turned around and vindicated I've told you the truth, that leaves it perfectly that the Lord Jesus is here. Is that right? Then you do this. Do this. Don't doubt. You put your hands over on somebody sitting next to you. I'll pray for Matt. You're and the whole group of you be healed right now if you'll believe it. Will you believe it? Lay your hands over on one another then. All that believes you're going to be healed now, say amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to say this prayer. You pray it. You pray it after me. Oh, Lord, creator of heavens and earth, author of everlasting life, giver of every good gift, I'm in need, Lord, of your healing power. And I pray that you'll give me faith to accept it as your promise. I believe that you're the same Jesus that walked the shores of Galilee, suffered under Pontius Pilate, died, rose, ascended on high, give gifts back to man through the Holy Ghost. I believe the Holy Ghost is here, carrying on the same work that you did when you were here. I embrace that promise.
I accept
my healing. I promise to live for you and obey your commandments, walk in the light. And now I believe, because I've made this confession, that I am healed by your stripes. I set real fire. Now just think, that's your confession. God's coming into you right now. Breathe in the Holy Spirit by faith. I believe that my condition is being healed. I believe that all my sickness is taken away. You're right now in the presence of God. Can't you feel that Spirit? Open your heart, your faith. The Holy Spirit's healing the people right now. Little girls just sitting here, another one to my right. The whole platform seems to be illuminated with the power of the risen Christ. He's over the audience. He's in the people. Now, that was your prayer. Now, I'm going to pray and ask the devil of doubt to get away from you. Oh, Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, hear my prayer, Lord. Quickly, while the Holy Ghost is here, before the people perish, I condemn the devil. Jesus Christ took the victory away from you. He won it at Calvary. He triumphed over death, the devil, hell, and the grave, and rose again on the third day, and the life forevermore. Come out of here, Satan. You are a defeated being. Leave this people and let them be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All that accept the healing, stand to your feet right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Raise your hands to him and praise him. Only people that I see it's not up is a man sitting here in a wheelchair. Can't heal him. I know what his case is. He's a polio case. Looks like a wheelchair back here. Let's see.
Hallelujah.
That's the case. A lady with one limb. Is that right? Do you believe me to be God's prophet? I'm a stranger to you. I cannot heal you. But do you believe God can tell me what your trouble is? If it would do, would it help you? You're diabetic. That's true. Now believe it and go home and be well. You're in a wheelchair. That's all you have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be healed. Raise your hands now and say, thank you, Lord, for healing me. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. I praise you, Lord, for healing me. God is good. God is great. God is precious. God is real. God is here. The Holy Ghost is here. The power of God is here. And I now believe with all that's in me that Jesus Christ, God's Son, makes me well.
Hallelujah.
Amen. If there be any here who is condemned of sin and knows that your sins are now in the blood, and right now in the presence of God, who knows your thoughts, and the Holy Spirit's telling me this, would you like to accept him as your personal Savior? Wants to be remembered in prayer. Raise your hands. All that's in here, God bless you, and you, and you, and you, and you. That's right. Back there, you, and over here, sure. Back here, God bless you, son. God bless you over there. God bless you.
Amen.
That's right. See, the Holy Spirit's never wrong. When the Holy Spirit says, I was sick to turn to service for Brother Neville, but the healing's over. But something said they need healing of the soul.
Amen. Praise God.
If you want to receive Jesus as your personal Savior, bow your head just a moment. That's all.